starts this year, no doubt about it here. But after that Goodland timeout, they really settled in, and you guys had a hard time kind of overcoming their length again tonight.
You know, our seniors really had the adrenaline going being senior night. They really wanted to start strong, and, you know, everything was clicking. Everything worked good. Then, you know, we gave up a couple little shots, and then they got hot, and everybody was scoring, you know, and then their defense, their long arms, we just committed too many turnovers.
And it just, again, it goes back to, unfortunately, that 1-3-1 zone just really gave you guys fits.
You know, if we just take care of it and ball fake and do what we're supposed to, we could break it down, but we just, you know, had to rely on a lot of other people to step in and play a lot of minutes because of foul trouble, and we just weren't really in sync and in the right rotations.
And, you know, it's just the one thing, the length, and it was some other players that beat you tonight that didn't the first time around. And, I mean, for that, I guess there's some positives to take away from that. And also, I thought you guys did a better job rebounding tonight.
You know, I think we did well getting some rebounds and that kind of stuff. You know, they worked hard overall. We just got to find a way to get into our offense and make the easy passes instead of trying to force the ball.
Well, you get a week off here to get ready for now it's going to be TMP. They were up huge in the first half. TMP, your opponent next week. What are some things maybe you try to get to work on here to get ready for sub-state?
You know, we've got to get our big girls going strong to the basket and wanting to score. You know, because our outside game, we're getting our shots we want. We're getting our drives to the basket. If we just get that third piece of our puzzle going, we can surprise some people, and we've got to be ready to play.
And at the same time, is it maybe one of those situations where it's kind of nice to not see a league team?
You know, I am glad we're not playing a league team. You know, everybody on our side is non-league schools, so it's going to be nice that we haven't seen them, they haven't seen us, it's all fresh. So really it's going to come down to who wants to advance and who's ready to be done.
Well, everybody will be 0-0 next Tuesday.
That's exactly what I told him in the locker room.
That's nice, isn't it?
It is.
It's nice. Hey, but you get a month or a week to cleanse this out and start over again in that TMP next Tuesday in the pit.
I know. I told him we got 32 minutes on Tuesday, and it's time to survive in advance. And if they want it, it's their time.
And I know your seniors would have loved to, some of you would have stayed out there more, but I don't know what they said before the game as captains to the officials, but it's just kind of one of those nights.
I know, I just don't know, but you know, they took it with a grain of salt and they're ready to keep moving on. You know, we're gonna practice hard again tomorrow and these girls will show up on Tuesday.
Yeah, to preface that, I know they didn't say anything. I was just joking.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'll make sure people back home understand that. But thanks
You're
again,
good.
Coach. We'll talk to you here soon again.
Thanks, Adam.